Hi, this is Beth Jones-Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, today is March 4th. It is the day of the year you can think of as a direct command, a direct action to March 4th. Maybe that will get you thinking about some specific action you might want to take today. Maybe something specific that you want to do with your family, or for your personal health, or for your walk with the Lord, or maybe March 4th with a personal goal or a business goal. Whatever it might be, today is a great day to take the date at its word and March 4th. You know, I don't know if the actual date of March 4th is really ever mentioned in Scripture. I think not. But I do know that God was all about marching forth when He spoke to Joshua. Now, if you were with us last week, you might remember when we discussed Joshua chapter 5, that God had just sent Jesus to meet with Joshua. Yes, in the Old Testament, it happened. Joshua 5:14 identifies Jesus as the one who was commander of the Lord's army as he stood before Joshua, giving Joshua a pep talk the night before Joshua would lead God's people into the Battle of Jericho. Jesus gave Joshua the command to march forth on behalf of the Lord and in his mighty power. Now, Jericho was standing between God's people and the land God had promised them, and so it had to be conquered. The problem was Jericho was a huge city with enormously well-fortified walls encircling it, and inside those walls were thousands upon thousands of the most vile and evil people on the face of the earth. Only one family, Rahab's family, was to be saved because she helped the spies that Joshua had sent in a few days earlier. Well, everyone else was to be eliminated. Now, lest we think that sounds kind of harsh of the Lord, remember this. God had given the people inside Jericho, the Canaanites, abundant opportunities for years and years and years and years to turn from their vile, wicked ways. For generations, they had refused. God did not want even a remnant left for fear his people could be influenced by them in the future. So it sounded like this was a job for the highest skilled, bravest, most experienced military force on earth. Too bad Joshua didn't have that kind of army to go to battle with for this mission. Nope. He had the people of Israel, fresh out of wandering around in the desert for 40 years. Not exactly the hardened warriors a battle like this would normally require. But they were large in number, and most importantly of all, they had God on their side. God had brought them to this point through his mighty hand, and the people of Jericho knew that, and they were afraid. Well, God himself drew up the battle plan that Joshua would use to defeat Jericho. And to say that battle plan was unique would be an understatement. Want to know what it was? Well, we read about it in Joshua chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Now, Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. have seven priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city seven times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man straight in. Well, at first glance, it sounded more like they were going to have a battle of the bands instead of a military battle. God's plan included trumpets sounding and lots of marching forth. Notice that God's plan required marching forth not just once, but for 7 days. It was going to take obedience every day to win this battle God's way. But God had promised Joshua, even before the first step was taken, that he would be victorious. Remember in Joshua 6:2, the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands." Victory was assured. God did his part. Now the people needed to do their part by being obedient to march forth. And you know the rest. On the seventh day, just as God commanded, the people marched forth around the city seven times. Then they gave a massive shout, and God collapsed the walls into the city. The people defeated the Canaanites that day, securing God's victory. Even though the plan didn't make sense, Joshua and the people believed God's promise of victory, and they obeyed God's instructions. They marched forth in faith. Their Jericho, the obstacle that stood between where they were and where God wanted them to go, was conquered. So what about us? What about the obstacles, the Jerichos, we face to stand between us and where God wants each of us to go? What can we take from God's people as we march forth with him today? Well, first, we can march forth defenselessly. Yes, because you see, God is leading us. Therefore, there's nothing we can't overcome. Dr. Lutzer, in the book Conquering the Fear of Failure, writes this on page 94 in his book. Joshua's experience at Jericho is a reminder that no fortification is too strong for God to overcome. We must march with confidence that God will give us the right strategy to overcome the enemy. Blessed are those who can see beyond their walls to God. So we can, with confidence, know that God has gone before us, whatever the obstacle is that we are facing. Secondly, we march forth patiently. You know, we don't always see evidence of progress, but by faith, we keep following God. As Dr. Lutzer also writes on page 94 in his book, he writes, "For 6 days, the Israelites marched around the city without any evidence that they were close to victory. Even as they began the journey on the seventh day, they appeared no closer to their goal." Imagine the conversations the preceding night as the children asked why this weary and boring routine had to be repeated. Despite all the marching, the walls did not become smaller, the enemy did not become weaker, and the Israelites did not become stronger. Joshua could not offer a shred of evidence for obeying God after 6 days. But they marched forth patiently, keeping the faith. Third, we march forth silently. You know, we don't need to complain and worry, but rather we need to be still and know that he is God. Dr. Lutzer writes this on page 95, "There was a time to shout, but there was also a time to be silent. The Israelites could not even encourage themselves with shouts of victory. Most likely the Canaanites shouted catcalls over the walls, jeering at the hapless troops below, but they were not to retaliate in kind. They were to remain silent and see the glory of the Lord." For 6 days, they marched forth silently, obediently. For 6 days, they did not see progress. And yet, they marched. We also can march forth unitedly. You know, we don't go into battle each day alone. That's why it's so important we have a community of believers around us that we are a part of regularly. Dr. Lutzer writes on page 96, if you are confronting a particularly strong Jericho, you cannot do it alone. The body of Christ is to function in unity. There is spiritual strength in numbers. If those numbers are wholly committed to God, there is reason to believe that Jerichos will have to tumble. We must share our burdens with others who can make them lighter, others who understand the power of intercessory prayer. And when one believer stumbles, another must be there to cushion the fall. That is what we do for each other as believers. We are there to carry one another's burdens and to cushion the fall when one stumbles. We also march forth expectantly. Dr. Lutzer reminds us of Ephesians 1:3 that tells us that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, meaning that we have all we need in Christ to defeat our Jerichos. Therefore, we can march forth in expectation, in faith that God has gone before us to defeat our Jericho. Dr. Lutzer writes this, the Israelites themselves were astonished at what God had done. You know, God prefers to keep his plans a secret. We don't have to know what he's doing until he actually does it. Our responsibility is to walk in faith, knowing that there may be a surprise around the corner. And finally, we march forth triumphantly. When we focus on God and have faith in him, when we take our eyes off our Jericho and instead keep them on our Lord, we will march forth to victory. It may come about in an unconventional way at times, and we may be slow to see progress. But when we obey the Lord, we win. So, today is March 4th. God stands ready to lead each of us to march forth toward overcoming a Jericho in our lives, and thus moving forward toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. Happy March 4th. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.